Say, speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, faith comes by what?
Romans 10:17.
So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's read that one more time. So then, faith comes by what? How does faith come? How does faith come? By hearing. Faith comes to us by hearing. And how does hearing come? My, isn't that good? Are you getting anything? We're just reading the word, and I'm getting excited about it already. Say, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. Let's read that one more time. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. Now, this is a Holy Ghost meeting, and we're talking about faith tonight. Well, the only way that we're going to talk about faith tonight, the only way we can get away with talking about faith on a Holy Ghost meeting, it's the Holy Ghost that wants us to do it. It's the Holy Ghost that wants us to talk about it, so we have a release to talk about faith tonight. Faith comes by... Now, listen, I want you to realize, as save that place in your Bible, let's jump on over to the book of Hebrews. Everybody say faith. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. The word without faith won't profit you. Now we know that faith is, it says that without faith it's impossible to do what? Say it again, without faith it's impossible to please God. It's impossible for God to do anything in the earth today without faith. So you've got to have faith. Look at somebody and say, you've got to have faith. You've got to have the God kind of faith to make it today. To do what God wants you to do. Do you know God wants you to do something? Do you know God wants you to accomplish something? And we heard the Holy Ghost in the worship service tonight say, listen, we can do it. That's Jesus telling us, listen, we can do it together. I don't care how impossible it may seem, how difficult it might be. God wants you to know that with his strength, with his ability, you can do what he wants you to do. But if you're going to do it, you're going to do it by faith. For the just what shall do what? The just shall live by faith. How many of you want to live by faith? How many of you want to be justified in Christ Jesus? Then you have to learn to live by faith. Well, you're not going to be able to live by faith until you find out how faith comes. Faith comes how? By hearing. And then many people say, well, faith just comes by the word. Well, you won't be able to get the word unless you get hearing. I tell you what, you won't be able to get a hearing ear unless you hear the word. You can hear God. Now listen, faith will come to you in several different ways. Someone will come to you with a word of the Holy Ghost, a prophetic word. There, if you had a hearing ear tonight, you could hear some of the things in the worship service tonight that would encourage your heart to do what God wants you to do. If you were primed in the Spirit. Listen, when we spend time in the Word of God and, you know, saturating ourselves in the Word, listening to the reading the Bible, you know, just a little bit a day, I tell you what, you will develop a hearing ear to what God wants to say. But you're not going to have a hearing ear until you develop a devotional lifestyle, a private word time, in private. Word time will increase your supernatural ears of hearing. Does anybody know there's an ear? The Bible, Jesus would always say, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. Well, not everybody has ears. There are some people who look at you in the face and you preach a message. You know, you preach something from the Holy Ghost, something that God's got going, a rhema revelation there. And I tell you what, there are 1,000 people that don't catch it. They won't catch it. Why? Because they don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit's trying to say. They don't have hearing. And they're not going to be able to develop faith to do anything unless they have that what? Hearing. Hearing is a supernatural gift from heaven that is developed. And that's how we increase our faith. And you know what? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can increase your faith by increasing your hearing of the Spirit of God. And there's only one way that you can increase that hearing, and that's in the Word of God. Let's go back there. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Two very important things that we should all be doing. Right here. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The hearing comes by the Word of God. How many need some faith? How many of you need faith tonight? Well, if you need some faith, how many? If you need a miracle, if you need God to do something, you need something to change, how many of you need to see God move? I need to see a move from heaven. But I want to see heaven shaken and God manifest himself. Well, if God's going to manifest himself, he's going to manifest it by faith. And I tell you what, that faith will come to us and will be developed in us as we develop a hearing ear. But how many want to learn the ways of the Spirit? I'll explain some ways of the Spirit to you. When you're in tune to the Holy Ghost, or when you're in tune to the Spirit, you'll be able to catch what God is trying to say to you on a daily basis. You'll be able to catch his voice in the worship service. You'll be able to catch his voice throughout the day. God will repeat things. And tell you what, and as you learn to discern what the Spirit of God is trying to say to you, like Donnie McClark was saying, speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Well, as you learn that God's trying to speak to you on a daily basis, that's a hearing ear when you try to develop what is God trying to say to me. Well, you will never be able to fine-tune that hearing. Okay? Your spirit is a receptor of the things of God. It's like your spirit is like a radio. And I tell you what, you can get a radio, but if you don't have an antenna on it, you're not going to pick up much. But if you don't tune into certain stations, if you don't tune in, you're not going to hear anything worthwhile. Well, listen, how do you tune the radio station to your heart? By the Word of God. Let's read that again. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Listen, the Word of God will fine-tune our hearing. The Word of God, daily devotional life. I tell you what, daily time in the Word of God, you know, meditating in the Word, just taking the time out to think about Jesus and just read a little bit. What that will do, that will fine-tune your ear and allow the Word of God to come to you more clearly. You'll be easier, better able to discern the Holy Ghost. Like in services like this, you won't have to say, well, where in the world are they going? You'll have your fine-tuned. You can discern what the Spirit of God is trying to say. Well, that when you start to discern what the Spirit of God is trying to say to you, then your faith will be developed. And many people want to skip steps. Are you seeing the steps here? How faith comes to us and how we please God? Many people say, faith comes by the Word. Faith comes by the Word. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the Word. Two different things. So you got to have, because, you know, it's just not, you can get faith from a prophetic word, right? That's the word of the Holy Ghost, isn't it? I can come up to you, and if you got a hearing ear, and I give you the prophetic word, I can say, God's trying to get a message across to you and tell you that everything is going to be all right. Well, I tell you what, you won't be able to hear that in the Spirit unless you had read the Word. Because if you were in the Word, it would confirm what you've read in the Word of God. Then it would be able to do something. A prophetic word does no one any good that doesn't have a private devotional life. Why? It won't work that way. I tell you what, when you build the stage right, prepare yourself to hear from heaven. Prepare yourself for a move of God. You know, don't just come to church and expect the church to do your devotional time for you. No, you come here to hear. But you're not going to be able to hear and develop your faith unless you've already built a foundation or a platform. Then God will move. I'm ready. I tell you what, when you're ready for a move of God, you just get into the Word. Any old word will do. Just get in there and get yourself prepared and been in the Word. And all of a sudden you come in there and say, hallelujah, that's just what I read this morning. That's what I read this week. Hearing. How many of you had that happen? I mean, you had something on, and all of a sudden you got here, you get to church, and all of a sudden somebody happens to be preaching about it, or they're singing about it, or they're prophesying about it. What is that? Then that takes it from the devotional word over to the hearing word, and then faith starts to get developed in you, and when faith starts to get developed in you, things start to happen. Why are we telling you to pray in the Holy Ghost so much? Because it's by those things that you're increased. It says building up yourself in the faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And those two things are so important. Devotional life, I tell you what, time in the Word of God and praying in the Holy Ghost. Those two things are crucial for a move of God. Those two things are very important. See, God wants to do something. God's able to do something. But he's not able to do anything until you start to get into the Word on a devotional basis and build yourself up in the faith. I'm ready. You got to get ready to connect. You got to get ready to connect from heaven. Say, I hear. supernatural sounds from heaven. My faith increases. My faith moves heaven. My faith moves earth in Jesus' name. My faith comes by hearing, and my hearing comes through a lifestyle of daily devotion in the Word of God. I want to have faith, so I got to be able to discern the Spirit of God, and the discerning of the spiritual things, it's called hearing. And that hearing comes a lifestyle of the Word. Earlier tonight, Brother Jesse came up to you, and you know what? I discerned in the spirit of the Holy Ghost that God just wanted to meet some needs. That there's some people that had some needs. And he said, listen, whatever you put your faith out there for, He'll do it. He'll do it. Now, whatever you prayed for tonight, that is the process of what we're talking tonight, is the process that will bring manifestation to what was prayed about. How many of you took that serious when it came there and said, listen, anything that you're believing God for, it could have been your house you're believing God for. It could have been your family restoration. It could have been anything. Well, the process in which that thing is done, so that you just sit up here, hey, another prayer, hit and miss prayer. Well, that's nice. Thank you for the nice little prayer. Thank you for the prayer, but it didn't do much. I tell you what, not being mixed with faith. You got to mix it with faith. And this is how you mix it. Somebody say, I want to bring about, I want to see a manifestation to the thing that I've asked Him for. And what was spoken tonight is the process of manifestation. Thank you, Jesus. That's how we can get the job done by faith. Devil is a liar. He can get you so busy. He can get you so busy and get you caught up in things and take your... I tell you what, busyness will steal your strength. You're too busy to get into the Word of God. I tell you what, your faith will not work. You're going to stop. You're going to go deaf. There's some people that have gone spiritually deaf because they have not exercised the Word of God. How many of you want to go spiritually deaf to where you can't hear a move of God? God starts speaking things you don't even catch it. It goes right over your head. Not because they're speaking in some theology that's beyond you, because they learned it in school, but because you don't have the hearing ear anymore. The hearing ear is extremely important, but you've got to develop that hearing ear in your private devotional life.